Musa vinderera qua, era qua.
Some days test your limits. The sweat, the push, it all takes its toll. But you're not a quitter. You rise. Fit Sports Drink gives you the edge. Packed with electrolytes for hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
The news on Kumbon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kumbon Radio News. At 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 18:50. Kumbon Radio 94.9. It's Kumbon. Hakuna Kulala.
The headlines on Kumbon Radio.
Illegal dumping back in Kamala after displacement of waste recyclers. In Africa News, stink over unserviced toilets in Mpeliswani, Johannesburg, South Africa. To present the news in detail, my name is Sylvester Kaumba. Illegal waste dumpers and junkies have resumed their criminal activities along the Ring Road Zesco Weliver section of Kamwala after Lusaka City Council LCC and the Lusaka Integrated Solid Waste Management Company unknowingly cleared the way for them through the demolition and displacement of waste aggregators who had brought sanity to the exposed area. This came to light during a heated community meeting of concerned residents led by Pastor Silungwe, who summoned area councillor Mainda Simata and officers from the Lusaka Integrated Solid Waste Management Company to voice out their concerns about the return of illegal dumping and criminal activities by junkies at several hot spots that were previously occupied and policed day and night by licensed waste aggregators. Some landlords have also lambasted the council as being too quick to remove waste aggregators with whom they had found and formed a win-win solution to the problem of junkies and illegal dumping. Meanwhile, Kamwala Ward Councillor Mainda Simata has given Lusaka Integrated Solid Waste Management Company a 2 weeks ultimatum to implement their own solutions and clean up the entire Kamwala and provide 24/7 security to the revived problem of illegal dumping and junkies, failure to which he will back the community proposals for the return of waste aggregators in the interest of keeping his community clean and safe. His Royal Highness Chief Kanyensha of the Lala-speaking people of Luano District in Mukushi South constituency has allocated additional land for the protection and preservation of the Mukushi Girls Liberation Site, a historic landmark of the liberation struggle. He made the announcement during a tour of the site by the Vice President of the Republic of Zimbabwe, Kembo Mohadi, who was in the country. The traditional leader has since banned tree cutting and animal grazing within the area, further appearing for support to fence off a 10-hectare buffer zone to enhance the protection of the area. Chief Kanyensha also called for improved infrastructure at Alinki Kata Primary School, construction of a health facility, and upgrading of access road to the site. He noted that since the tragic attack of 19 October 1978, in which over 1,000 Zimbabwean freedom fighters lost their lives, only the massacre graves have been fenced, while trenches, bunkers, and other remnants remain exposed.
Kwa ikala na abantu wabali iti kwa bonyi tina temo kwebati mwakula ko iskulu na kliniki ile imakani na ukwebati ifi file konkwa mkwebu kishaba ni nsu ishtayonse ni mkwata kwe iskulu haba fuirile mufu wa imo ine pamo na abantu benu ari kinkata yena kutina lombo kwebati mwakitako improve antu ipala mine na kunche nde iyo ukulele haba kwanza nga mwachitefyo ni shi chile imakanino kwebati tulipamo.
In response, Zimbabwean Vice President Kembo Mohadi pledged to honor the chief's request by supporting the construction of a health facility and additional school infrastructure. He described the Mkushi Girls Liberation Site as a permanent reminder of Zambia's solidarity and sacrifice during Zimbabwe's liberation struggle and stressed the importance of protecting it from vandalism. Lusaka City Council LCC, working with a state police, has demolished 78 illegal structures in a coordinated night operation along Kashiwe Road. The exercise, which began at 22 hours on Saturday 30th August 2025 and continued into the early hours of Sunday, saw 46 unauthorized mobile money booths and 32 makeshift shelters pulled down. LCC Public Relations Manager Chola Mwamba has confirmed the development to Kombon Radio News, saying the move was part of the council's ongoing efforts to restore order, improve public safety, and enhance urban security. Ms. Mwamba says these structures had become known hideouts for criminal elements who were targeting motorists at night, raising serious concerns among commuters and residents. She has explained that the council had issued several enforcement notices before the operation. Ms. Mwamba further says the most recent notices were saved 8 days ago, instructing owners to dismantle the structures and remove their merchandise.
The exercise, which started at 22 hours on Saturday, 30th August 2025, and continued into the early hours of Sunday, 31st August 2025, saw a total of 46 unauthorized mobile money booths and 32 makeshift shelters removed. This operation forms a part of the council's comprehensive strategy to restore order, uphold public safety, and enhance urban security across the city. The structures in question had become unknown hideouts for criminal elements targeting motorists during night hours, raising serious concerns among commuters and residents. Lusaka City Council reiterates its commitment to promoting lawful development and urges all members of the public to seek planning permission and consult the council.
Now, the Masaiti Town Council has expressed a disappointment with some local contractors for failing to deliver quality works on the Constituency Development Fund CDF supported projects in the district. Director of Engineering at Masaiti Town Council, Liwombela Mulala, disclosed that some local contractors' inability to deliver quality works has been causing delays in the delivery of service to the people in the district. Speaking during an inspection of CDF projects, Mr. Mulala said the conduct of some local contractors has negatively impacted projects' timelines and budgets. He revealed that some of the local contractors lack the capacity to work on projects.